Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Thursday, February 25th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer testified yesterday before a U.S. Senate panel. The U.S. Senate Environment and Public Works Committee held a hearing on infrastructure and climate change. Whitmer said a massive investment is needed in more resilient roads, bridges, and dams. She also said the U.S. is falling behind other nations in creating the infrastructure to support a new generation of cars and trucks.
We need a national vision when it comes to transportation, much like the interstate highway system offered 65 years ago, to build a more equitable economy and tackle climate change.
Whitmer said that plan should include incentives for companies to invest in green energy delivery trucks, smart lanes for self-driving vehicles, and a network of charging stations. State officials say there has been progress in fighting the spread of COVID-19. More people are getting vaccinated, and the pace of new cases continues to drop over time. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says that could mean an announcement soon on more restrictions being lifted. Dr. Janae Caldoun is the state's chief medical executive. She said there is a problem now with fewer people getting tested for COVID-19.
Testing is still a critical part of our COVID-19 response. We want everyone who needs or wants a test to be able to get one. Testing is the only way we are going to be able to track the spread of the virus and to slow its spread.
Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist yesterday said the state is updating its system for collecting data on the race and ethnicity of people who are getting vaccines. He said underreporting of that information makes it harder to ensure that vaccines are being distributed equitably. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is doling out federal funds to public housing commissions in Michigan. Brett Dahlberg explains what's going on.
The amount of money a local housing commission gets is based mostly on how many public housing units they have. Big Rapids is getting almost $700,000, one of the highest allocations outside the Detroit metro area. Mark Sahaki is the executive director of the Big Rapids Housing Commission. He says the presence of Ferris State University drives up the cost of housing there.
There's a high demand on the rental housing in communities with universities. So that limits the availability of housing options in Big Rapids.
Sahaki says about 5% of the Big Rapids population is supported by the Public Housing Commission. He says this round of federal funding is for important capital improvements like roofing and plumbing. Brett Dahlberg, WCMU News.
A state Senate committee wants state wildlife officials to authorize a wolf hunting season this year. Steve Carmody reports that the Senate committee approved a resolution yesterday.
The resolution calls on the Natural Resources Commission to authorize and the Department of Natural Resources to organize wolf hunting and trapping as part of this year's wolf management efforts. Humane Society of the United States Michigan Director Molly Tamulevich opposes the resolution.
Opening a wolf hunting and trapping season in Michigan is scientifically unsupportable.
The last wolf hunt here was in 2013. There are roughly 700 wolves in the UP. The Trump administration removed gray wolves from the endangered species list, but the Biden administration is reviewing that decision. State wildlife officials say they want to wait until the legal status of wolves is permanently settled. I'm Steve Carmody.
Boyne City is hoping to boost its COVID-fractured economy using a little fish and a return to the past. WCMU's Amy Robinson explains.
Officials say in the 1930s, Boyne City was known for smelt. A small city would pop up each year on the ice of Lake Charlevoix as people dipped for the fish. This year, Boyne City is dipping into the past to help businesses struggling through months of COVID restrictions. Boyne City Mayor Tom Needhammer says they're resurrecting Smeltania.
We're playing on our past history. We're playing on the nostalgia of a vibrant village out on the ice. It's part of our history. It's part of who we are. And so we said it's a great opportunity when we're trying to celebrate winter.
The festival, coming up on Saturday, will feature outdoor dining at the Boyne City Pavilion and whatever other activities can be done safely under COVID restrictions. Amy Robinson, WCMU News.
Ice fishers in the north are catching some smelt now that we've had a hard freeze on Michigan inland lakes. Lester Graham reports that might be a good sign for licensed commercial smelt fishers in the state.
The Rouleau Brothers fishing operation in the Upper Peninsula catches smelt in Lake Michigan. Sometimes. Bob Rulo says over the last 30 years, the smelt population has dropped dramatically.
Last year, we didn't catch any. The year prior, we had a couple drags that was decent while we were trying to catch them.
According to the Associated Press, commercial fishers used to haul in millions of pounds of smelt in the U.S., a lot of it from Lake Michigan. The last year for which there are numbers, 2018, there was a total catch of about 50,000 pounds. Rulo blames zebra and quagga mussels, more predation by bigger fish, and warmer winters. I'm Lester Graham.
Petoskey Tourism has a new outdoor draw. Snow is melting, visitors are switching from their skis to their shoes, and some are heading downtown to a new social district. Aurora Ray has more.
In a social district, people can buy alcohol from licensed restaurants and walk around the common area with their beverage. Petoskey Downtown Director Becky Goodman says it costs a business $320 to be part of the district.
Now we have four different bars and restaurants that are licensed to sell into the district. It's not like we've promoted it with a huge splash yet, but we're softly announcing that if you come downtown to shop and you'd like to carry your drink with you, that's an option.
To be part of the social district, restaurants must obtain approval on a state and local level. Goodman says they expect more restaurants to apply for the necessary license as warm weather returns. I'm Aurora Ray, WCMU News.
A Grand Traverse County commissioner is being investigated by the state attorney general. We have more on that from Max Johnston.
Ron Klaus pulled out a gun while a constituent spoke at a virtual meeting in January. A criminal complaint was filed against him that the AG's office is now looking into. A rep only said the investigation is open and didn't say what Klaus could be charged with or when they'll make a decision. Klaus has ignored calls to step down, and the county board hasn't punished him. Betsy Kafia is a Democrat on the commission. She says this could have been resolved weeks ago with an apology from Klaus and the board chair.
I think they underestimate how far that might go for our community, so there's still time to apologize.
Ron Klaus couldn't be reached for comment. In Traverse City, I'm Max Johnston.
It'll be partly to mostly sunny today. Clouds will increase during the day, and some scattered snow showers are also possible, mainly for the northern part of the state. Highs for the lower peninsula from 33 to 37. The UP near 28 today, minus 2 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.